Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis, and I'm joined in the studio by Tammy Slay.
Hello, Cleve.
Thanks for sticking with us through the break.
You're welcome.
In this segment, President Biden has addressed housing affordability, and it's something very new. It's not even something many people in real estate actually are even aware of. So we're going to talk about what he's planned, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it. And then, is there a magic mortgage rate? I'm not going to answer that question because I already know what the survey said, but I'd be interested in hearing from you when we get there if you think there is also a magic mortgage rate. Now, if somebody wants to communicate with us, Tammy, how do they do it?
Well, they can go to gogaddisradio.com.
Yes.
Yeah. They could also go to moderntraditions.com.
moderntraditionsrealty.com. Yep. So the two best ways, gogaddisradio.com. Uh-huh. They can ask questions. They can comment.
Push back.
Challenge. Not that you would ever push back on anything.
You don't even have to
go to Go Gaddis Radio to push back on stuff. They get to share ideas, request us to do some additional research on their neighborhoods, and also they can subscribe to our podcast mm-hmm. there. And so we invite you to do that. Another way would be to simply pick up your phone and dial 770-497-0000. So Tammy, until I saw an article over the last couple of days, I had no idea that the president was proposing some things to stimulate the housing market. The National Association of Realtors, which has been in the news for not so great things over the last couple of weeks, has shown its support for President Biden's willingness to address affordable housing during his address during the President's State of the Union address on Thursday, March the 7th. He says, and this is a quote from Biden, "If inflation keeps coming down, mortgage rates will come down as well. But I'm not waiting. I want to provide an annual tax credit that will give Americans $400 a month for the next 2 years as mortgage rates come down to put that money toward their mortgage when they buy a first home or a trade-up home for a little more space." What do you think about that? That's a $4,800 tax credit per year. This being proposed, it's not being formalized. It hasn't been approved, I'm guessing, which it would probably need to be approved by Congress. What would you think about that?
More money is more money, right? Like, more money, it's there. But most of the time, the affordability of homes starts from, and this is just my perspective, okay? I've not dug into this, but yep. starts from the cost of construction, the community cost. People are wanting to get into areas they typically can't get into, but then you get into the down payment price. And with most of the homes, already costing a lot. I love the idea of a credit monthly, but how does that give you money back monthly? How does that discount your budget monthly?
My guess is it doesn't. My guess right. is it increases the refund you would get or decreases your tax obligation.
So, I mean, the family would still have to budget monthly for it, but then they would still have to come up with a large down payment. So I would love to see more programs out there based upon history and good credit scores and something that says this person has the ability and wherewithal, but they don't maybe have, the 20% down and the PMI is just too much. So maybe something decreasing PMI for a period of time. Your thoughts?
This is the wrong article. I'm on the wrong thing. The president also talked about eliminating title insurance fees for federally backed mortgages and urged Congress to pass his plan to build and renovate 2 million affordable homes. I don't think we need to be waiving anything
no.
in terms of title insurance unless people will have an insured title regardless of whether or not they have that. So here's my thought. First of all, there is no doubt that in order to get the housing market jump started again, headed in the right direction, we really just need more inventory is the most important thing we need. But for us to take government money and give it away $400 a month or $4,800 a year to people who buy homes, I don't think that's necessarily going to solve the problem. We got to figure out how to increase the affordability, to make it where more people can afford a home, and I think that is important. The National Association of Realtors first sounded the alarm on the issue with original research showing a nationwide shortage, and Tammy, you hear numbers about this all the time, of 5.5 million housing units. I've heard anywhere from 2 million to 8 million. Yeah. The National Association of Realtors says we're 5.5 million housing units behind. So anyway, if you have, you're listening and you have any opinions and you want to talk to your congressman or your senator and let them know what you think about Biden's plan to support the housing market, I say the U.S. government has already injected too much money into the economy over the last few years. And I would say the U.S. government's injection of money during the pandemic, and I'm not faulting them for doing that because in many cases people needed it. But I think that is the leading driver of inflation, was we had a lot more dollars chasing a lot more items. And that tends to lead to inflation, or at least in my book, it does. So that's interesting. So we are both kind of the same mindset, maybe?
Well, I just don't. I mean, I don't see how a tax credit affects monthly budget.
It doesn't.
So, I mean.
But annually it does. So annually they would have. Yeah. So at the end of the first year, they'd have $4,800 that they could use during the second year.
What's the average American that, you know, would set $4,800 aside and put $400 a month towards their mortgage?
Well, so what you're saying is if they get the $4,800, they might just spend it right away on something else.
Right. They're, yeah. You know, it doesn't affect, you know, but a lower interest rate would affect $400 a month, right?
Yep.
Lowering PMI would affect it, even for a period of time. Like, let's get you in. I mean, what if you were to do it at PMI like an arm? I don't know. I'm thinking wildly here, okay?
But, so what do you mean, PMI like an arm? Explain
so
that.
Meaning, but more in reverse. So the first couple of years, your PMI.
An arm in reverse?
Yeah, an arm in reverse, all right? So
starts lower and gets higher?
Starts lower and gets higher towards the end. So the first couple of years, you're a new homeowner. You're going to spend a lot of money out of pocket those first couple of years.
So whatever insurance payments, maybe the government subsidizes some of that insurance payment, the mortgage insurance payment over the first couple of years. So instead of somebody having to pay $150 a month for private mortgage insurance. And that is required when you don't put 20% down. So if you put 10% or 5% or 3%, you pay that insurance. I like that. So it's interesting. We need to be creative. But you know what I think the real solution is? And I think there's only one solution. And that is, in many areas of the country, the zoning codes have to change so more houses can be built. Because if you take a lot of areas in North Atlanta and really anywhere all over Atlanta, you know, the zoning rules can be very restricted. In some areas, you can't build any more than 2 houses per acre or 3 houses per acre or something like that. And if you're listening, and I know there's so many people out there that are like, okay, yeah, that's fine, but don't do that in my backyard.
Right.
And I understand that because there have been things that I've fought that people wanted to do right in my backyard. And so I'm not faulting anybody for that. But eventually, if we want to increase the number of housing units so that your children who are buying houses now, my children who are buying houses now, so that their children can actually afford houses, because incomes are not increasing nearly as fast as interest rates and monthly payments are on houses. So housing prices and the monthly cost is increasing much faster than wages. And I think that's a shame, because I want my kids and I want their kids to have the same opportunity to buy houses that we did. So we've got to have more inventory. So if you're out there and you're listening thinking, no way, I ask you just to have an open mind and say, look, we got to find places for all of our people to live. And we've got to make sure that we don't have housing inventory available for sale that is so low like it is today. So Atlanta Agent Magazine wrote an article recently that says they've identified the magic mortgage rate that'll reignite the housing market. So my question for you, and I'm not going to answer this, although if the roles were reversed and I did not know, I would love to answer it for you. But what do you think potential home buyers who were surveyed said would be the magic mortgage rate that would get them back into the market?
Six.
You're
did
off.
I get it right?
No, you're off by 1%.
5.
Yep. So approximately 1/5 of Americans say buying a home would be possible in the next year if rates fell below 6%.
All right.
An even larger portion, about 1/3, say rates would need to drop below 5% for their homeownership dreams to come true. So what is so interesting is you don't really think about this, but if interest rates go from 6% to 7%, or let's just say they go from 5% to 6%, if 1% is, what is that? Is 1% is 20% of 5%.
Yeah.
So if interest rates go up 1%, your payment increases 20% per month. So instead of being $1,000, it'd be $1,200. Instead of being $2,000, it'd be $2,400. And if it went up 2%, it'd be twice that. So it really does decrease housing affordability when interest rates go up. And I understand, who knows, maybe the government should be, because, you know, in many cases, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the ones that are actually insuring these mortgages. They're collateralizing it. They're selling the investments off all over the world. And maybe the government should do some subsidizing there, because that could ultimately bring people's payment down.
Yeah, well, now I'm just like all about this reverse PMI arm idea. Like, it's a genius. Did you see the picture that I sent you yesterday? It surveyed generations, and which generation?
Yes, millennials were far and above like the key to housing market recovery.
Yes, like they feel like they. I mean, 8%, no big deal in buying homes. The advanced older generations, ours and
like me. Like me, yes.
Who have experienced 8%. Yep. Do not feel like we would buy at 8%, which was fascinating to me because we've been there.
Yep. Tammy?
Yes.
Tomorrow is?
Easter.
Uh-huh. Easter Sunday, which means Monday, April the 1st, is?
April Fool's.
April Fool's Day. So if you're gullible, make sure you be real careful on April Fool's Day. And I don't know about you, Tammy, but for my mother, Easter was her favorite holiday of the entire year. And I know you love Easter as well, don't you?
I do love Easter.
Nice traditional meal. Is it okay if I come to Dallas and spend Easter with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, just got myself an invitation. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Airbnbs and security cameras, not always what you think. And Rivian pauses construction on its manufacturing plant in Georgia. We'll have that and more. Stick with us.